Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Depression Fighter Win Every Morning. If you're anything like me, mornings can feel like navigating a minefield of to-do lists, caffeine cravings, and existential dread. Ever wake up feeling like you've already lost the day before it even begins? Well, I'm here to tell you those days don't have to be your reality. We're diving deep into something super important today. Creating a morning routine that isn't just about ticking off tasks, but about injecting some serious self-care into your mornings. Think of it as priming the pump for an awesome day, setting yourself up for success, and kicking those negative thoughts to the curb before they even have a chance to creep in. So, what exactly are we talking about when it comes to self-care? It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build a morning routine that feels less like a chore and more like a ritual of self-love. Number 1. Ditch the snooze button. We've all been there, hitting that snooze button 5 times only to scramble out of bed feeling even more groggy than before. It's like a mini stress cycle every time you do it. Set your alarm for when you actually need to wake up and commit to getting out of bed the first time. Trust me, the benefits are incredible. You'll feel more alert, energized, and in control of your day. Plus, think about all that extra time you'll have to savor your coffee or maybe even squeeze in a quick workout before work. Number 2. Hydration is key. We often forget to rehydrate after sleep, but our bodies are literally craving it. Start your day with a big glass of water, lemon if you like, and think about that refreshing feeling spreading through your body. It's like giving your system a jumpstart. Not only will it help you feel more awake, but it also flushes out toxins and keeps everything running smoothly. Number 3. Move your body. Now, I'm not saying you have to run a marathon first thing in the morning unless that's your jam. But even a few minutes of movement can make a world of difference. Take a brisk walk around the block, do some yoga stretches, or simply dance to your favorite song. Think about it. Your body is basically a finely tuned instrument it needs to be warmed up and oiled. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects, and helps you feel more energized throughout the day. Number 4. Fuel your brain with goodness. Forget those sugary cereals and processed breakfasts that leave you feeling sluggish. Opt for nourishing foods that will actually fuel your body and mind. Think of a delicious smoothie packed with fruits, veggies, and protein, or some scrambled eggs with whole wheat toast. You know what they say. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It sets the tone for everything else that follows. Number 5. Mindfulness magic. Take a few minutes to quiet your mind and connect with yourself before diving into the chaos of the day. Try meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply sit in silence and focus on the present moment. It's like hitting the reset button, clearing out all the mental clutter, and allowing space for peace and clarity. Ever feel overwhelmed by the constant stream of information and demands? You know that feeling when your mind feels like a tangled mess? Well, mindfulness is like a gentle broom sweeping away the cobwebs, leaving you feeling calm, centered, and ready to tackle anything. Let me share a real-world example. A few weeks back, I was having one of those mornings where everything felt off, the coffee maker broke, my alarm didn't go off, and I had a mountain of emails waiting for me. But then I remembered this very routine. So I took a deep breath, splashed some water on my face, and did a quick meditation. You know what? The world didn't explode. In fact, things started to feel a whole lot better. I tackled those emails with more focus, made a delicious breakfast smoothie, and even managed to squeeze in a short walk before starting my day. That simple shift in mindset made all the difference. So remember, folks, building a morning routine that includes self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, experiment with different things, and find what works best for you. Remember, even 5 minutes of intentional self-love can have a ripple effect throughout your entire day. Now, go out there and win this morning. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices in the morning? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #WinEveryMorning. Let's build a community of awesome people who are committed to starting their days right. Until tomorrow, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.